KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, the high near 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. An Iowa soldier has received the Silver Star Medal, one of the nation's top combat decorations, for his actions in Afghanistan. 26-year-old Sergeant Ryan Steinkamp, who's from Johnston, was awarded the honor on August 28th. The Des Moines Register reports that the award is a recognition of his leadership in combat on April 17th of 2012, when Steinkamp's squad was tasked with clearing insurgents from a village in Afghanistan. They fought against fortified enemy positions, cleared more than 50 compounds, and managed to avoid civilian casualties. The U.S. Department of Defense says only 127 Marines have been awarded the Silver Star for combat in Iraq and Afghanistan since September 11th of 2001. Steinkamp is scheduled to be discharged from the Marines in December. News time is 8:01.
Hey, honey, did you remember to record my football game?
No, I got busy and forgot. Why didn't you do it?
You know I have never been able to make the VCR work.
We really need to get the Hopper from Dish. I saw on the TV Store's website that it can record up to 6 things at one time, and all in high definition. You can even watch TV on a smartphone or tablet.
I just hate learning new technology.
It is so easy. Even Stacy's husband figured it out.
If this sounds like you, then head down to the TV Store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer. We do all of our own installations, so you will never have a stranger in your home. We are located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call at 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com to check out Dish for your home. Get more from the TV Store. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
While some law enforcement officials continue to debate whether Iowa should allow gun permits for blind people, lawmakers say they doubt changes to the state law that allows it will pass. The Des Moines Register reports there is little chance that changes will be adopted next year to the 2010 law that has granted blind people and more than 50 registered sex offenders permits to carry guns. Proposed legislation requiring a shooting test to obtain a permit to carry a weapon in public didn't advance in the legislature in 2011. Current law, which requires applicants to demonstrate knowledge of firearms safety, and that can be done in a 20-minute online training course. Some lawmakers vow to propose changes but expect resistance. Governor Branstad's spokesman says the governor favors no changes. Marshalltown police are investigating the shooting death of a man whose body was found in a home. Police say that officers responded to a report of gunshots before 5 a.m. Sunday but couldn't find any problems. About 6:30 a.m., a woman called police to say a shooting victim was in a home. Officers responded and found a man dead, apparently of a gunshot wound. Police say they're still investigating, but that no suspects are being sought, and there's no risk to public safety. The name of the shooting victim was being withheld pending notification of relatives. A man serving prison time for robbery and escape, who walked away from a work release program more than a week ago, is back in custody following a police chase in Waterloo. 35-year-old Brian Keller led police on a chase in downtown Waterloo early Sunday morning before he was stopped and apprehended. Keller had failed to return to an Iowa Department of Corrections work facility in West Union on September the 8th. He was serving a 60-year sentence for robbery and escape. He now faces charges of eluding, reckless driving, driving with a suspended license, and stealing a vehicle. Police report a fence near the Cedar Valley Sportsplex site was damaged, but there were no injuries reported. The state drug czar says the U.S. Justice Department's recent decision not to enforce its federal drug laws in the states of Washington and Colorado has made the drug fight in Iowa tougher. Both Washington and Colorado passed state laws making recreational marijuana use legal. Steve Lucan is director of the Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy. It says the Colorado raises the most concern because it's closer to Iowa.
There is more marijuana being trafficked into the state. There's just, as laws are relaxed, there's more and more available. And one of the big problems there that lies with that is access by youth. That's really a big concern for our office, is trying to keep youth away from all drugs. And I think it's very challenging because the youth today are getting a message that it's okay, it's safe, and that's far from the truth.
Lucan says the statistics show that how marijuana is impacting the lives of young people in Iowa.
66% of our youth population who are in drug treatment programs cite marijuana as their drug of choice, and This is a serious drug. It can have serious impacts on people's lives. And we would like the federal government to fully enforce the Controlled Substances Act and kind of reinforce that this drug should not be on the street. It should not be easily accessible.
Lucan sent a letter to federal officials outlining his concerns and pointed out that 36% of the marijuana captured in drug busts here in Iowa comes from Colorado.
So when the Department of Justice says, you know, they're not going to enforce federal law in one state, it does have an impact on all the states. I'm just trying to help, I think, get that point across that this does have an impact on all 50 states, not just because one state voted to allow for recreational use. It doesn't insulate other states from the effects.
And he says the Justice Department's decision sends a disappointing mixed message.
I just find it, you know, really kind of baffling. We've spent decades and decades and trillions of dollars battling cigarette smoke and squashing usage of cigarettes and tobacco, and then we turn around and endorse use of drugs. It's mind-boggling in some ways.
One of the key points the ONDCP stresses is the importance of parents talking to their kids about the dangers of drugs. Lucan says that continues to hold true as kids see reports of the legalization of marijuana.
If we can keep get that message across that they want their kids to be drug-free, we know that can have a huge impact on young people's decisions, and if we can keep the young people drug-free until about age 21, you're almost guaranteed they'll never try drugs later on in life.
Lucan says he's not heard a reply from the Department of Justice on the letter he sent them regarding the marijuana enforcement decision. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican, spoke out about the conflicts between the state and federal marijuana laws during a hearing held last week by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Grassley mentioned Lucan's letter in his remarks. Elsewhere in state news, Vice President Joe Biden headlined Senator Tom Harkin's annual fall fundraiser Sunday afternoon. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Hello, folks.
Biden began with a brief nod to speculation about whether he may run for president in 2016.
It's amazing when you come to speak at the steak fry, a whole lot of people seem to take notice. I don't know why the hell that is. You've attracted the entire National Press Corps here.
Biden used his 35-minute speech to tout the work of the Obama administration on domestic issues, and at the end, Biden praised President Obama for leading the world to a resolution that will secure Syria's stockpile of chemical weapons. I'm O.K. Henderson.
San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro has told Iowa Democrats that he's proud of a political party that provides access to education and health care reform. The Democrat spoke Sunday at Senator Tom Harkin's annual steak picnic in Indianola, along with Vice President Joe Biden, as you just heard. Castro is a rising political star who delivered the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention last year. He says party volunteers must keep working so that future generations have the opportunities afforded him and his family. He said he was able to get a quality education through federal grants and loans. Castro spoke before Biden at the event, which draws Democrats with national political aspirations. He did not reference the 2016 presidential contest, except to say that he is sure that a Democrat will win. And the 2014 race for Iowa governor is slowly picking up steam. Republican Governor Terry Branstad, who has yet to officially declare his plans, has a robust campaign team busy recruiting volunteers and raising money. Democratic hopeful Tyler Olson, a state representative from Cedar Rapids, has hired a campaign manager and is touring the state talking to voters. And Democratic State Senator Jack Hatch of Des Moines is expected to officially launch his campaign today. There's a long way to the primary, of course, and general elections next year. Voters will likely see a little more activity from the candidates in the coming months, though most experts caution it could be a long time before campaign leaders emerge. Taking a look at national news headlines, the D.C. police and the FBI say there is a report of a shooter inside of a military building at the Washington Navy Yard. Police are responding to reports of shots fired, and an FBI spokeswoman says there is at least one victim. The U.S. Navy also said on Twitter that they're looking for a gunman. They say three shots were fired inside their Naval Sea Systems Command headquarters. The Washington Navy Yard said on its website that it's the Navy's oldest shore establishment. It's home to the Chief of Naval Operations and is also headquarters for the Naval Historical Center and numerous naval commands. The head of a U.N. commission investigating war crimes in Syria says he's looking into who was responsible for as many as 14 suspected chemical weapons attacks. He said the Geneva-based U.N. probe has not yet determined the exact materials used, but is awaiting evidence from the separate team of U.N. chemical weapons inspectors, which are expected to be made public later today. Emergency officials in Colorado say flooding in the state has damaged or destroyed nearly 19,000 homes, while close to 12,000 people have been evacuated, and more than 1,200 people have not been heard from. Officials are hoping the weather is clear enough today to allow helicopters to resume rescue efforts from communities cut off by floodwaters. Governor John Hickenlooper says that 16 or 17 helicopters will be looking for stranded people, including many who may have had no communications available to them since the middle of last week. News time is 8:10.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local, authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, Elwin Sunderman, age 87 of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Elwin Sunderman will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Michael Schilberg, age 29 of Greenfield, died Thursday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Michael Schilberg will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Howard Thrain, age 74 of Harlan, died Sunday. A Mass of Christian burial service for Howard Thrain will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Diane K. Clinton Johnson Wilson, age 54 of Atlantic, died Friday. Services for Diane Johnson Wilson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.